This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking. And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Locals and area dignitaries turned out for the recent grand opening of the new Senior Center on Main Street. Two organizations share the center, Senior Coastsiders and the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. KHMB correspondent Michelle Dragony spoke to the executive director of the Adult Day Health Center.
Today we have Janie Bono James, the executive director of the Coastside Adult Day Health Center. Since its inception in 1982, the Coastside Adult Day Health Center's mission has been to keep people as healthy, active, and independent as possible. She works mostly with the frail seniors, providing support and resources for these older adults and adults with disabilities living on the coastside. So, Janie, how did you get into this thing?
Oh, Michelle, that's a funny story, and I just want to say thank you for inviting me to talk about the wonderful thing my staff does and Coastside Adult Day Health Center. I just happened to stumble upon it, believe it or not. You know, Coastside Adult Day Health is the best-kept secret on the coast. People don't know what it is. And so I just happened to be walking by with my daughter. I said, "What is Adult Day Health?" I was so curious, I walked inside and I asked him, you know, what is Adult Day Health? And they explained to me what it was. And I said, "Are you looking for an RN? Because that's my profession." And they said, "Actually, we are." And so they went and introduced me to the executive director, which was Barbara Kelly at the time.
Oh, okay.
And she was just back as an interim. And she said, "Well, I'm only an interim. We're looking for an executive director." And I said, "Well, tell me what an executive director does."
Karma.
Yes. And the next thing you know, I was in on an interview and they had offered me the job. And I got to tell you, my first day of work, I walked in. There was a big old trash bucket right on my desk, a hole in the ceiling, water coming through, and it was like, okay, I've always wanted to be a missionary in my own backyard. Here it is.
Missionary in your own backyard. That's a good line, and you certainly have been. And so now, that's what. How long ago was that?
That was almost 17 years ago.
17 years ago. And so the idea for the Arnold Way buildings, how did that come about? At what point?
Actually, that was about a year after I started. So it's been about 16 years in the making.
Wow.
Our first documentation of the planning stage was 16 years ago.
Wow.
So Kara and I were both sitting together, and she was asking if we as a group would ever be interested in possibly merging or getting a building together.
Big ideas.
Big ideas. And from that point, it just blossomed.
My. And so how did you get the money together to do this?
We are very blessed. This community came up with $5.5 million. We went on a capital campaign, and that's how much we raised. And with that money, we were able to build out our tenant improvements. So we don't actually own the building. We are tenants, and we turned over our ownership for a 99-year lease.
I see. And so the county owns the buildings?
Well, it's complicated. The county owns the ground.
Everything on the coastside is piecemeal together.
But the county owns the ground. And then Leslie and Mercy, you know, own the structure.
Okay.
And then we lease out each one of our sites.
Okay. Makes it doable.
It makes it doable. You know, at first it was like having partners, we weren't quite sure, but they came up with the rest of the resources. The County of San Mateo and, you know, both Mercy and Leslie came up with the rest of the resources in order for this to happen. And then it blossomed into the whole senior campus. So that was exciting as we started the planning stage. And when we were starting the planning stage, we actually got out Monopoly pieces. And
oh, how fun.
We were with consultants and they said, if you had your, you know, wishes come true, what would you have on the senior campus? And so we began from there.
Oh, boy. And so what were some of the things that you put there?
A swimming pool.
You have a swimming pool on the senior campus?
No, we were not lucky enough to get that. The liability was too high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately. Hmm. So, but we did get the walking gardens, and once the whole campus will be completed, it will have a nice pathway that people can walk through and possibly, you know, take their bicycles through and so forth. And at each stop, there's going to be a little exercise they can do. So
nice. Well, I know you've got BJ Stevenson sculptures up there.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really cool. So will that be part of the walking trail? Or
I'm sure.
Very nice. And when do you think the full completion will be?
I think it's going to be 2017.
How do you continue to fund, you know, like wages for the workers and stuff like that? Is that through the county or is that through the seniors that participate?
It is both. We have private pay where people pay on a sliding scale depending on what they can afford. Mm-hmm. We have the VA.
Okay.
So we have a lot of vets.
And
they're always fun to have because they're so proud.
Mm, right.
And then we have...
And good stories.
Yeah, and good stories. They always tell lots of good stories. Yeah. And then we have the CBAS program, which is the Health Plan of San Mateo, which is used to be called Medi-Cal.
Ah, okay.
So we have that pays for a lot of our clients. I would say maybe we're about 50% now of our clients are low income.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And then... then we also get funded by foundations. I write for grants.
Wow.
And the County of San Mateo Aging and Adult Services, we have grants from them. Mm-hmm. And we have individual donors that donate every year.
Wow.
And I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anybody. You know, just like the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee, you know, they gave a lot of money to our building.
Oh, did they?
They did.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And so...
So they're not just about beautification. They're also about seniors.
They are.
That's nice. And that would make another good story. I should get the beautification committee in here, too.
There you go.
Yeah, nice.
You know what? Because they give a lot to the community that people don't know.
Yeah.
It used to be published in the paper, and it's not so much anymore.
Right. And we should get that out there. That's a big deal. Yeah. No, I remember I moved here in 89, and I actually worked for Mark and Jane Batty.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when they started to get involved in it. And, you know, at the time I was, mid-40s, and now I'm in my mid-50s. I'm like, yes. That was, it was good, you know.
Well, he was our campaign manager.
That's right, yeah.
So
multi-talented couple.
Yes, they are. And he did a wonderful job. You know, like I said, we raised $5.5 million. Now, I got to say, we did... Cindy Labuda.
Yes, that's right.
She was our number one donor.
Right.
And so we were lucky to have her.
And I think I saw a picture of her in the paper just recently when you had your opening.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. How'd the opening go? How exciting was that?
It was very touching because a lot of the community showed up and it was overwhelming, you know, just the support.
Mm-hmm.
And every single person there was part of the planning, part of either with their efforts or with their donations or volunteering. Anyway.
Yeah.
It was a dream come true. That's all I can say.
I think that's fantastic. And so do you have more plans coming up? What's your reeling from 16 years of completing a project? But if I know you even just a little bit, I suspect you're already looking ahead at something in the future.
It's interesting you said that. For the first 6 months in the building, I thought, okay, I'm done. You know, I took it this far and I can just got to take a break. You know, now I'm 9 months into it and all the work is behind me. Yes, we are thinking about some other things and it's pretty exciting. I've been talking to Mission Hospice And
Dwight Wilson?
Dwight Wilson.
Nice.
And, you know, we're kind of looking at having more presence, you know, having Mission Hospice have more presence on the coast.
Great idea.
So we're collaborating with them. Right now, it's just, again, in the visionary kind of stage, but that's how...
That's where you start.
That's where we started.
You have to have the vision first.
Yes.
Nice.
And so what we're doing right now, then, is we are starting a bereavement program, and we're partnering with Mission Hospice, and that will be starting up in February. I don't know the exact dates because I didn't bring them with me.
Nice.
But that'll be really nice, twice a month. So that'll
good.
Be...
Good. You get those dates to me, and I'll put them out on the community bulletin board.
Okay, I will.
You bet.
And then,
and you know that the Odd Fellows, they have a Lotus group, and they're also doing some bereavement stuff.
Oh,
perhaps
nice.
There's some synergy there.
Perhaps.
Yeah. I wrote a book on death planning, Live to Die, the birthday, death day planning process. And I remember talking to the Odd Fellows group about, you know, helping out. There's also, they were kind of starting some ideas with the Death Cafe. I think the idea is the more you talk about death and preparing for it and, you know, the post part of it as well.
Right.
The healthier that we continue to live on.
Yes, because dying is a part of living.
It is. I believe so. Yeah.
So, and this is just another continuum of care from what we do, because
yes.
we care for the very frail seniors, and they are at the end of their lives.
Right.
And just to help them transition into the dying process is a blessing.
It is. I know when my mom passed away, it was a Kaiser / hospice. And I don't know what we would have done without that kind of guidance. We didn't even have the language. You know, this is maybe only 5 years ago, but the language is, as baby boomers get older, we crave language and articulation and understanding. And it's going to be a struggle over the next few decades, I think, not only for just the end of the baby boomers. I'm 1961, so I'm the last of the baby boomers. But I look ahead at the next generations, and it's going to be difficult for them to absorb how do we live and die as modern human beings. It's our greatest challenge at the moment.
I think it is. Yeah. And it's probably going to be totally different for them than it is, you know, for us.
Evolve to yet another level, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's exciting. So, yes, there are some plans, you know, to kind of move into some services with hospice, and then some of the other resident managers on the campus are wanting to know about what we do and how we can partner
nice.
For our seniors. So it just feels like we're stronger.
That's great. Well, they say the strength in numbers, right?
Strength in numbers.
Well, Janie Bono James, thank you very much for coming in today to KHMB Radio, and I hope we get to talk again soon. I want to hear how it goes.
Janie Bono James, another person making a difference on the coastside. Our thanks to Michelle Dragony for that interview. And on behalf of all of those who make the radio magazine possible, thank you for listening. Up next, a ride back in time with Cameron Palmer and the KHMB Time Machine. This is your hometown community station, AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's important for our business is to be able to develop and maintain relationships that we know will carry us through the next generation. I know that United American Bank has the culture of developing relationships not only with their clients, but also with various nonprofits in the community. They've been great at making relationships work throughout the community.
Trust United American Bank for simply better community banking.
When you run a family-owned business, there's a sort of responsibility that you feel to the generations that come before you and that establish the principles of your business that have carried you through to today. There is pride in being part of a family business. It creates a sort of demand that you perform at a level higher than you might have otherwise. And United American Bank understands that. You're proud to be associated with them.
For simply better community banking, visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
It's a new year, and we all make resolutions. How about one that will be easy to keep? This year, get your gas at More for Less. Best price in town, easy in and out. On Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue. Start your day off right with fresh coffee, donuts, or pastries. Need a quick sandwich for lunch? More for Less is ready to serve you. With sodas, iced tea, beer, or wine, they have it all. Play lotto or scratchers. Pick up a daily newspaper or just get some gum. More for Less has it all. Even oil for your car. Make this year your year for More for Less. Save time, save money. More for Less, Highway 1 and Kelly Avenue in beautiful downtown Half Moon Bay.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1994. The time machine stops in January of 1994. These are the stories making news on the Coastside. Checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, J.L. Johnston's home price plummets. The Resolution Trust Corporation is reportedly considering an offer for the J.L. Johnston Mansion and the 500 acres of land surrounding it. Once valued at $17.6 million, now the highest offer is only $2.1 million. Gunpoint robbery at Montara Beach. In the wake of two armed robberies last week, one involving two people sitting in a car at Montara State Beach, the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department is advising motorists to avoid parking in isolated areas. And Spear pulls out of the race for state seat. Assemblywoman Jackie Spear, after announcing that she is 9 weeks pregnant, has decided to withdraw her name from the race for Secretary of State. The rigors of the campaign would be too tough during her pregnancy. And now for a little local history from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I've overheard many folks remark over the years that there is always something new happening at Cameron's. Many of you watch the games room being added, the buses getting situated, the building changing colors, the flat screen TV screens popping up all over, the village shop getting stocked. Most recently was the addition of the campground next door. Well, another big change is about to happen. There will soon be a turn lane and acceleration lane leading onto Wavecrest Road and making it much easier to get in and out of the parking lot. This will be a huge improvement in traffic patterns, especially during the Little League season when Wavecrest Road gets really, really busy. The turn lane is not the only change. The Coastal Trail, which will extend right out front of Cameron's Inn. Plan your next Coastal Trail stroll or bike ride to include a stop at the inn. The trail will allow easy access to Main Street. Come get a ringside seat to watch the road work. Calling all sidewalk superintendents. We'll be there waiting for you at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn. And now, RV camping. After many years in the making, 1994 sees the opening of the English Channel Tunnel that joins England to France. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the Allied landings in France and the beginning of the end of the Second World War. There is tensions over inspections of nuclear plants in North Korea. And in the U.S., the first genetically engineered tomatoes become available and the use and the sale of the genetically modified foods is approved. Tanya Harding wins the National Figure Skating Championship title, but she is stripped of the title following an attack of her rival Nancy Kerrigan. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake hits Northridge in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles. In sports, Major League Baseball Players Association causes a strike, causing the 1994 season to be canceled, while Brazil wins the World Cup hosted in the United States. In technology, the world's first satellite digital television service is launched. while Netscape Navigator quickly is becoming the market leader for browsing the web, and the Java programming language is released from Sun Microsystems. In 1994, a loaf of bread costs $1.59, a dozen eggs 86 cents, and a gallon of gas $1.09. Top films include The Lion King and Forrest Gump. In popular music, this artist was tagged to sing a song from the hit film. 4 weeks at number one, 23 on the charts. Here's Elton John and Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
There's a calm surrender to the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away, an enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. It's enough for this wide-eyed wanderer all in turn. There's a rhyme and reason to the wild outdoors. When the heart of the star-crossed voyager beats in time with yours. And can you feel the love tonight? It is where for this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? How it's led to rest. It's enough to make kings and vagabonds believe the very best.
Chicago-born, this singer started his career in 1987, and by 1994 was racking up many hits. 7 weeks at number one. Here's Richard Marx with Now and Forever.
I'm weary from the battles that rage in my head. You make sense of madness when my sanity hangs by a thread.
just hold you. Too caught up in need to see. I'm holding a fortune that heaven has given to me. I'll try to show.
Time Machine take us next week. Thanks for listening, and until next time for the AM 1710 Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Ed Daniels of the law firm Corey Luzich DiGataldi Nastari & Riddle. Our partners represent a combined 170 years of experience focusing on estate planning, business transactions, and litigation services. From creating a simple estate plan to administering a complex trust, our firm is committed to the highest standards of legal representation. We are a hard-working, small-town firm with the resources to handle any estate plan or transactional matter that we encounter. We work hard for our clients, both in the preparation of their plans and in the administration of their estates. To learn more about our firm, visit us online at coreylaw.com. That's coreylaw.com. Or call me for a free consultation at 726-7578. Thank you.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
When it comes to vaccines, being an advocate for our pets may be the most important thing we can do. Being an advocate doesn't mean being an expert, but it does mean taking action. These tips can help you take action that supports your pet's good health. Number one, acknowledge the benefits and the risks of vaccines. You don't need to know everything about infectious diseases, and you don't need to know every possible risk associated with immunization. But you do need to know that there are both benefits and risks. It's just not as simple as vaccines save lives or vaccines can make your pet sick. Over-vaccination is just as risky as not being protected. Some of the risks associated with vaccines include autoimmune diseases, anaphylaxis, and cats specifically can develop cancerous tumors at vaccination sites. To evaluate the risks and benefits, consider the need for a vaccine each time it is due. Vaccines should not be given routinely. Understand that even the core vaccine may or may not be appropriate for a specific pet at a specific time. Number two, team up with your vet. Even if you choose a vaccine clinic or administer vaccines yourself, a discussion with your veterinarian first may help you make the best decisions. Your vet will likely know the diseases prevalent in your area, your pet's overall health, genetic risk factors, and more. You may want to ask, what vaccines do you recommend and why? Are there disease risks that are unique to your area? What are the possible side effects of the vaccines? Does the veterinary clinic offer titer tests to determine whether your pet may already possess sufficient immunity to most common diseases? Number three, consider your pet's lifestyle. Your pet's lifestyle can influence disease risk. Your vet may want to know things like where you walk your dog or if you go to dog parks. If your pet goes to dog or cat shows, is boarded, or if your dog visits doggy daycare. If your dog is a regular at doggy daycare, you and your vet may discuss the pros and cons of Bordetella. Plus, it may be required by the daycare facility. But if your dog is never boarded and does not participate in dog activities, he or she may not need that particular vaccine. Pet Patrol continues in a minute. Kibbles and Gifts announces a new product for your dogs and cats. Natural Solutions by Nature Vet. These are soft chew supplements for joints and maintaining healthy skin, coats, and digestive systems. Natural Solutions make supplementing easy. They stay fresh in a resealable container. Visit Kibbles and Gifts and learn more about this wonderful new product. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. You can also visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now back to vaccinating your pet. Number four, check out titer tests. Titer tests are both accurate and cost-effective. One newer test checks for antibodies in your pet's blood for parvovirus, distemper, and infectious hepatitis, and the cost is much less than some of the old titer tests. A titer test can tell you whether your pet had a positive immune response to a recent vaccine. Basically, did the vaccine do its job? Whether your pet has antibodies showing immunity from a previous vaccine. Whether a newly adopted pet has been previously vaccinated. And number five, remember, with vaccines, one size does not fit all. Each pet has had his or her own risks when it comes to disease and immunization. Plus, circumstances and risks can change. A decision you made for your pet last year may not be the best decision this year. It is a stretch to think that each of us, no matter how many conversations we have had about vaccines with our pet-loving friends, can be an expert on what our pet needs when it comes to vaccines. But by asking questions, talking with our veterinarians about our particular pet, and considering all options, we can be our dog or cat's advocate. I only vaccinated my dog Max for the first 2 years of his life. After that, he got titer tested every year. He never needed another vaccination. It makes you think how we may be over-vaccinating our pets and what effect it has on them. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Hi, this is Kristen, product enthusiast at New Leaf Community Market. New Leaf is all about eating right, staying healthy, and supporting the community through local partnerships. This month, we are excited to feature the Empowered Fitness Takedown Challenge, a 28-day nutrition and weight loss program that not only achieves great results, but helps participants learn to eat smarter.
Hi, my name is Diana Ingalls, and I'm the owner of Empowered Fitness. We're a group and personal training studio located in the Harbor Village Mall right by Princeton Harbor. So you may be wondering, what is the Takedown Challenge? Well, this unique nutrition and weight loss kickstart program is something that we have found to be the absolute fastest way to lose weight, drop dress size or pant sizes, transform your body, and look and feel better than you have in years, and all just in 28 days. And the trick of this is that clients who participate in this takedown challenge will get customized meal plans and exercise programs, and yet will still be part of the community of a big group. You'll be coached on what to eat, how to eat, and making good choices that will take the guesswork out of planning for your meals. You definitely want to check out our display at New Leaf Market, where we have highlighted this week's grocery items to help make it easier for our clients to do their shopping. If you'd like more information about the Takedown Challenge, please call us at 440-4800 or visit us online at eftakedownchallenge.com. We'll be holding the challenge again in May and again in September. To your health and fitness, I'm Diana Ingalls, owner of Empowered Fitness.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. This is Sue Pace, RN. Today I want to talk about possible health benefits related to wine. And more importantly, I want to address some of the attention-grabbing headlines in the media you may have seen. Recently, you may have seen articles in the news saying things like, science says a glass of red wine may be equivalent to an hour at the gym. Or this headline, drinking a glass of red wine is the same as getting an hour of exercise. Well, a few months later, you look at the media, you Google red wine and exercise, and you see headlines like this. Resveratrol, the ingredient in wine, may actually hinder the benefits of exercise, or drinking wine could reverse the benefits of being active. So what's caused this flip-flop? So when these headlines come up, people start choking on their wine and realizing they'll actually have to go back to the gym. So how could it take 2 months for ambiguous and readily accepted quote-unquote science, and I use this term very loosely, splashed across bold headlines, to completely flip-flop? Why can't science make up its mind? I'll address this issue after this message from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
My name is Susan Alvaro. I live in Half Moon Bay. I've been a Coast Sider since 1989. I started seeing Dr. Shepherd shortly after I moved to the Coast. I was seeing a dentist in San Francisco for many, many years, and he retired. And I asked friends where they went, and people said, Dr. Shepherd. Oh, they're all wonderful. It's like a family. I go in there and say hi, and it's a small town. And I've known Carol and Ray for a long time. You know, our kids grew up in the same community. It's a great staff. I go in, of course, for regular appointments for dental hygiene with Donna. But when I've had other things, too, I broke a tooth one weekend. Dr. Shepherd and Carol were away, and I got a call back from Brian. And Brian saw me instantly because I had a broken tooth. And I got a call from Ray Shepherd asking me if it was okay if he turned me over to Brian because he was away. And I said, absolutely. And so Brian took care of me. So, yeah, I go in there for everything I need.
The dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So, listeners, today I've been talking about headlines in the news related to health and the possible benefits of wine drinking. Well, when you see the flip-flop in the media and the headlines, it's actually not science's fault. The real culprit here is our need for a magic elixir and the media's need to have splashy headlines. I mean, everybody hopes that scientific benefits that are found with wine drinking will be the cure for all our illnesses and a good excuse for avoid going to the gym. Well, it turns out the actual published resveratrol studies, which is the ingredient in wine that may be beneficial, are much more nuanced. When they quote from a study saying wine replaces exercise, quote unquote, that's a study that made the internet with excitement, and it came from the Journal of Psychology. You should know two things about this specific study. First of all, the authors never actually say that wine can replace exercise. What they said is resveratrol, which is in wine, with exercise training, helps the beneficial effects of exercise. So wine or no wine, you still have to do the workout. Secondly, the study was conducted on rats, so it is a huge, giant leap to assume that humans will experience any of the same benefits that they saw in rats. Now, the latest study, which was published in the journal Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism, it was conducted on humans, but only 16 of them. This is a tiny sample size of participants, and it's ridiculous. These studies give us some interesting headlines, but the most compelling advice in either one comes from the author of a more recent study. One of the doctors said, quote unquote, the easiest way to experience the benefits of physical activity is to be physically active, unquote. Well, I guess it's that simple. And after you come home from the gym and pour a glass of wine, don't do it because you think it will get you fitter. Do it because it pairs well with a tasty dinner and you enjoy sipping wine. And listeners, please don't believe everything you read or hear in the media. When you see headlines that sound too good to be true, please do further research and discuss the information with your doctor. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coast Side.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coast Side Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coast Side Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
This is Michael Kay with another edition of Coast Side Carousel. This week we're going to be featuring Sonia Jason with an encore performance of Supper Club. But before we begin, let me remind you that we are sponsored by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn and now RV Park. You can't miss Cameron's. They've got the bright red double-decker bus parked right out in front, reminding you that this is an official London pub. You can't miss it on the inside, the English paraphernalia, the well-stocked bar, of course, and the delicious pub grub. You'll also find at Cameron's on Thursday night, they have open mic night. On Fridays and Saturdays, the fun doesn't stop with karaoke. We had a great time playing there the other night with Blame It on the Dog. I got to play a little saxophone and piano while we were at it. Very fun. Good crowd. Great fun. And that's how it always is at Cameron's. Always a good time. Also, with the upcoming Maverick Surf Contest, they're going to be broadcasting it live. So come in, catch a wave, grab a pint, watch Maverick's Surf Contest, and drink Maverick's beer at Cameron's. Today's featured artist is Sonia Jason. And just a reminder, Sonia has been playing saxophone now for many, many years. She's a Yamaha professional recording artist and graduated from Berklee College of Music with honor, summa cum laude. Playing jazz and funk and fusion and a whole variety of music, but all jazz-based. Her influences were folks like David Sanborn for his fire and Phil Woods for his tone. So today's CD, we're going to feature songs right out of the American playbook. First up, Miles Davis' great song, All Blues.
Thank you.
That was a terrific treatment. Next we have Stanley Turrentine's Sugar. Coming up, the Gershwin favorite, Summertime, taking a little bit up-tempo. Mm-hmm. finally, to wrap things up, we've got Don't Get Around Much Anymore, a great Duke Ellington standard. Hope you had as much fun listening to this as I had playing it. So until next time, this is your host, Michael Kay, keeping it real.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.